www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Peace and blessings to each and every one of you. I thank you for tuning in on this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you, we praise you, we give you all the glory which is due your name. For truly, this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. God, we thank you for what you are about to do on this line on today, God. Lord, we say yes to your will and yes to your way. God, we open up our minds, we open up our hearts and our spirits unto you, God, so you can fill us with your revelation, with your knowledge, with your understanding of your word, God. Lord, we thank you, we praise you, we give you all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles, could you turn it to the book of Proverbs, the 20th chapter and the 24th verse. Proverbs, the 20th chapter and the 24th verse. And I will be reading from the New Living Translation. And it says, "The Lord directs our steps, so why try to understand everything along the way?" May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of His most holy word. And the topic on this morning is getting you prepared. It's getting you prepared. Whatever you are going through, whatever you are encountering right now, the Spirit of the Lord is saying, it is getting you prepared. Proverbs 20 and 24 means that God is in ultimate control of our lives. And we cannot fully foresee nor understand the final outcome of their own path, of our own way. So this verse, it causes comfort for many. It causes comfort in the area of peace during times of uncertainty. If you don't know where you are going, this verse assures you that the path is being guided by something greater than yourself. And it calls for surrenderance. It serves as a reminder to let go of the need for total control and acknowledge that you cannot do it all. That you need God to come in, to step in and guide you along the way. It releases control. You do not need to overthink. You don't need to worry or you don't need to figure it out. Every single detail of your future. Your future is in the hands of our God. And you also need to trust Him because God sees the beginning from the end. You can trust His guidance instead of relying solely on your own limited understanding. Trust God. My God. Listen, if a person's steps are directed by the Lord, then even the moments that feel like delays, detours, or difficulties, they not wasted. They are functional. Good God Almighty. They are not wasted. They are functional. Meaning there is something to it. It will function. It will go on and on. But when you view your life through the lens of preparation rather than just the designation, it changes how you handle the current moment. You see, the waiting is training. If you aren't where you want to be yet, it might be because you haven't developed the character, the skills, or the perspective needs to handle the responsibility of what's coming next. Your waiting is a training season. And the detours that you are encountering are protection It is protecting you. You see, a step directed elsewhere may be a way of steering you away from a situation you are not ready for, or toward a resource you didn't know you needed. Also, here we go again, trust in the process. You see, it shifts the burden off of your shoulders. People of God, you don't have to understand your own way perfectly. You just have to be faithful in the step you are currently taking. Listen, you may be in a season that's unfair, that's uncomfortable, that's lonely, that you don't understand why things are happening. Soon as you get over one hurdle, here come another obstacle bombarding you. You feel like you're not making any progress, and you really can't understand why. What you can't see right now is that it's doing something in you. You're getting stronger. You're getting wiser. You're getting more dependent on God. You are spiritually growing into maturity. You're developing greater faith. You are developing greater skills. Ha, you are encountering endurance. Ha, yeah, come on, get somebody. You are trusting God and God alone. Everything you're going through is getting you prepared for greater. Everything that you have encountered is getting you prepared for greater. You will be walking into your destiny with assurance and not with wondering what if, and not wondering woulda, shoulda, couldas. But you will be in preparation. You will know for sure that nobody did this thing but God. It's getting you prepared. Everything you're going through is getting you prepared for where God is taking you. I'm here to tell you to embrace whatever you're going through, knowing that God is right there by your side, taking you through it. You are not going ahead of him, and you're not being left behind. Some of you, God is redeeming the time. Yes, he is. And you will know that it was God all along. You will look back and say, hey, if it had not been for God on my side, I would not have gotten to the place that I am at right now. I would not be here if it was not for God. So now, do the right thing when it's hard. Forgive when someone doesn't deserve it. And even when you know you was right and they still did you wrong, forgive them. Love them. Smile when you could be sour. Praise when you could complain. What you don't understand, that's passing the test. You're not giving the devil no play. I'ma praise my way out of this. I'ma give God all the glory while I'm in this. I'm not going to murmur. I'm not going to complain, because this is my preparation season. It's preparing me for greater. So you're going to see the hand of God take what's difficult and what's uncomfortable in your life and do more than you can imagine or ever think about. He'll take what seems broken and make something beautiful. Yes, he will. He doesn't waste anything. Yes, the pain is real, but it's not going to be wasted. The struggle is difficult, but it's not going to be wasted. The loneliness is real, but it's not going to be wasted. The confusion is real, but my God is not the author of confusion. It's not going to be wasted. But there is good coming out of everything that I am going through. There is good that is coming out of everything that I have encountered. The betrayal, the sickness, the loss is not how your story ends. This is not how your story ends. God is directing your steps whether you see it or not. He is leading you. He is guiding you through it all. That divorce was painful and bad. It hit you hard, but God was directing you. God was molding you. God was preparing you before it had even taken place. That's what I love about God. He prepares you. Before the storms come. Oh, somebody better get this. It's all in my preparation season. Nothing. God will not leave us clueless. God will show us before it happens if we are attentive. Come on here, somebody. But I want you to get this. The healing is coming. The breakthroughs are coming. New beginnings are happening right now. The right people are coming into your life that will support you, that will love on you, that will get you to where God wants you to be, that will not be competitive with you. That will support your vision, that will support your ministry. God is placing the right people in your life. No intimidation, no jealousy, no nothing. You will work together for kingdom's sake. Come on here, somebody. The right people are coming. Divine, godly connections are coming. There is a great turnaround, that is happening right now in the body of Christ. Are you hearing what the Holy Spirit is saying on this morning? So, everything you went through is getting you prepared for your next. Come on, let's pray. Father, thank you that you are the Most High God who is directing our steps. God, thank you that the difficulty we're experiencing now is developing something in us that we can't get when it's easy. Yes, challenges come, but God, we thank you for the challenges. And God, we believe that you are preparing us for where we are going and for where you are taking us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, I thank you for studying the word of God with me. Remember, if you need to contact me, my name is the word of an 8-206-8953. Remember, I love you. Yes, I do. And God does too. And also know, when you're down to nothing, that God is up to something. Be blessed.
You've been listening to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, the address is P.O. Box 3514, Pineville, Louisiana, 7-1-3-6-1. The phone number is 22.